History portrays Abraham Lincoln as an almost Christ-like figure. With moral rectitude beyond that of an ordinary man, he is given credit for emancipating the slaves and guiding the Union to victory in the Civil War. But Nathan Gale, historian at Georgetown University, says that Lincoln's motivations were far more common and political than most history books describe. Anyone who wasn't there would never have believed it. The buck, hounded out of the forest by Mitch and Gary, each sporting a rifle in one hand and a still-cold beer in the other, had made its way across I-35 and wandered into the parking lot of the Galleria Mall.
That's what we should have done, is brought beer.
The open door looked like a perfect escape route, and thus our pair of armed rednecks and one terrified deer suddenly found themselves facing off across a glass display case at Tiffany's. He was a pop culture icon.
In a world, in a time, in a city, from the sewers of Gotham.
Legend has it that Don LaFontaine invented the phrase, in a world, when prompted by a director to offer a different lead-in to a classic movie trailer. The rest is history, as that catchphrase, which millions of moviegoers around the world have heard, transformed a jovial but unheralded voice actor into a household name and inspired a movie of its own. Peter and Paul were already an odd match. Now their tastes for flooring were threatening to overshadow the thrill of almost doubling their money on this fixer-upper.
So we're safe to say it's a little dated then.
You could say that, yeah.
Paul thought his tasteful wood finish would give the living room a classy rustic feel. But Peter insisted that the buyer would prefer an ironic retro linoleum. The battle was on.